Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Thirsting for God. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early in the morning I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you as if in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. I have lived in areas of the country that can be described as desert. One of those was known as the High Desert. The elevation was high, but it was desert land. It was possible to look out across the miles of the desert and seem to go on and on and on and on, far beyond what my eyes were able to comprehend, but always knowing that it did not end. It went as far as the eye could see, but it went on beyond that. As I thirst for God, I'm limited in my flesh to the things that are revealed to me. As those things were revealed when I looked out across the land and knew that there was far more than I could comprehend. Thirsting for God, I realized that there are things that I cannot really understand, but God reveals the things that He wants me to understand at the time He wants me to understand them. As I trust in Him, I rely upon the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the heart of God, to show me the things that He wants me to see when He wants me to see them. I fear that many times there are those who seek to know things that are not necessary to know. They deceive themselves into thinking that they are wiser than they really are. I want to just thirst for God and let Him fill my cup of understanding at the time that is appropriate, and He knows far more what I need than I know that myself. If I thirst for God, I trust in Him to supply my thirst with the water that never, ever will go dry. I urge you to thirst for God in the like manner. Wait upon Him, and He will renew your heart and your soul and give you the things that you need for godliness and for service. Blessings, dear hearts. May God walk with you today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.